said Rob, anybody staring at the crockery. "Now that's what I call haggling." "I'm sorry to be rude, but they're of great sentimental value," said Miss Level. "Mr. Anybody, you and your men will kindly get away from Miss Level and shut up," said Mistress Weatherwax quickly. "Pray do not disturb Miss Level while she's making tea."
"But she's holding," Tiffany began in amazement.
"And let her get on with it without your chatter either, girl," the witch snapped.
"Aye, but she picked up yon teapot, weeout," a voice began.
The old witch's head spun around. Feagles backed away like trees bending to a gale. "Daft William," she said coldly, "there's room in my well for one more frog, except you don't have the brains of one."
"Ah, ha, 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 that's wholly correct, mistress," said Daft Willy, sticking out his chin with pride. "I fooled you there. I have the brains of a beetle."
Mistress Weatherwax glared at him, then turned back to Tiffany.
"I turned someone into a frog," Tiffany said. "It was dreadful. He didn't all fit in, so there was this sort of huge pink..."
"Never mind that right now," said Mistress Weatherwax, in a voice that was suddenly so nice and ordinary that it tinkled like a bell. "I expect you finds things a bit different here than they were at home, eh?"
"What?
Well, yes, at home I never turned..." Tiffany began in surprise, then saw that just above her lap the old woman was making frantic circular hand motions that somehow meant keep going as if nothing has happened. So they chatted madly about sheep, and Mistress Weatherwax said they were very woolly, weren't they? And Tiffany said that they were, extremely so, and Mistress Weatherwax said extremely woolly was what she'd heard, while every eye in the room watched Miss Level making tea using four arms, two of which did not exist, and not realising it. The black kettle sailed across the room and apparently tipped itself into the pot. Cups and saucers and spoons and the sugar bowl floated with a purpose. Mistress Weatherwax leaned across to Tiffany.
"I hope you're still feeling alone," she whispered.
"Yes, thank you. I mean, I can sort of feel them there, but they're not getting in the way. Sooner or later she's going to realise, I mean, isn't she?"
"Very funny thing, the human mind," whispered the old woman. "I once had to see to a poor young man who had a tree fall on his legs, lost both legs from the knee down, had to have wooden legs made. Still, they were made out of that tree, which I suppose was some comfort, and he gets about pretty well. But I remember him saying, 'Mistress Weatherwax, I can still feel my toes sometimes. It's like the head don't accept what's happened. And it's not like she's your everyday kind of person to start with. I mean, she's used to having arms she can't see.'"
"Here we are," said Miss Level, bustling over with three cups and saucers and the sugar bowl. One for you, and one for...
Oh!" The sugar bowl dropped from an invisible hand and spilled its sugar onto the table. Miss Level stared at it in horror, while, in the other hand that wasn't there, a cup and saucer wobbled without visible means of support.
"Shut your eyes, Miss Level!"
And there was something in the voice, some edge or strange tone, that made Tiffany shut her eyes too.
"Right. Now you know the cup's there. You can feel your arm," said Mistress Weatherwax, standing up. "Trust it. Your eyes are not in possession of all the facts. Now put the cup down gently. That's right. You can open your eyes now, but what I want you to do, right, as a favour to me, is put the hands that you can see flat down on the table. Right? Good. Now, without taking those hands away, just go over to the dresser and fetch me that blue biscuit tin, will you? I'm always partial to a biscuit with my tea. Thank you very much."
"But I can't do that now."
"Get past 'I can't,' Miss Level," Mistress Weatherwax snapped. "Don't think about it. Just do it. My tea's getting cold."
So this is witchcraft too, Tiffany thought. It's like Granny Aching talking to animals. It's in the voice. Sharp and soft by turns, and you use little words of command and encouragement, and you keep talking, making the words fill the creature's world so that the sheepdogs obey you and the nervous sheep are calmed. The biscuit tin floated away from the dresser. As it neared the old woman, the lid unscrewed and hovered in the air beside it. She reached in delicately.
"Oh, store-bought tea-time assortment," she said, taking four biscuits and quickly putting three of them in her pocket. "Very posh."
"It's terribly difficult to do this," Miss Level moaned. "It's like trying not to think of a pink rhinoceros."
"Well," said Mistress Weatherwax, "what's so special about not thinking of a pink rhinoceros?"
"It's impossible not to think of one if someone tells you you mustn't," Tiffany explained. "No, it ain't," said Mistress Weatherwax.